I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, March 15. Coming up, government websites now zero-rated, banks urged to increase credit to MSMEs, and police issue over 100,000 traffic tickets since the start of the year. The news in detail after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. All government websites can now be accessed free of cost from any internet-compatible device. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says complimentary access is being provided in partnership with telecommunications companies Digicel and Flo. Minister Wheatley signed an agreement with the companies Wednesday to facilitate the move. He says the approximately 256 government websites are now zero-rated.
What it does, it brings the people closer to government, and it utilizes the technology and shows that we are on the right trajectory as a country and as being the regional leaders as it relates to incorporating ICT.
Minister Wheatley says persons will be able to access critical government services being offered by state agencies such as the Registrar General's Department, Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, and Tax Administration Jamaica, where they can initiate some processes online. He commended Digicel and Flo for partnering with the government in its drive to facilitate greater internet access to Jamaicans. State Minister in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, says the government will remain committed to working with the BPO sector to find creative ways to boost the industry. Speaking recently at a BPO industry stakeholders' breakfast in Montego Bay, Minister Williams said the sector's ability to provide sustainable jobs is a major pillar of the government's economic growth and job creation plan. She notes that the sector's performance has also assisted in giving Jamaica a favorable macroeconomic outlook, giving rise to an anticipated expansion in the economy over the medium term.
We're seeing job growth, and even though we are the first to admit that the unemployment rate at 12.9% is still too high, and we know that the BPO industry can help Jamaica to get to very low levels of unemployment, which would be extremely good for everyone.
Mrs. Williams says the industry is on the cusp of major growth and expansion, noting that the support of the stakeholders is now more important than ever. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is again urging local financial institutions to increase the level of credit provided to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Mr. Shaw says Jamaica's level of credit as a percentage of GDP needs to increase significantly in order to stimulate economic growth. He says Jamaica's level of credit as a percentage of GDP is in the mid-20s, less than some countries in the Caribbean region, which are at 40%, and the United States, which is at 130%.
I therefore challenge the commercial banks to find innovative ways in lending to aid in advancing the growth agenda. This includes taking firm and decisive steps towards establishing your own unique windows of low interest cost loans to micro, small and medium-sized businesses in the productive sectors of the economy.
Minister Shaw adds that the government remains committed to providing the MSME sector with tools and guidance to help boost their chances of survival. And the police have issued more than 106,000 tickets for breaches of the Road Traffic Act since the start of the year. This represents a 24.5% increase over the corresponding period in 2016, when 83,000 tickets were issued. Commanding Officer of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says while there has been a significant number of police operations, the increase in the number of tickets issued is attributable to a large number of motorists disobeying the rules of the road.
But at the same time too, remember that if a breach is not committed, the police can't write a ticket, right? So that increase is also a symptom of drivers still being disobedient, speeding excessively, not indicating when they are turning, you know, those sort of things, improper overtaking, not wearing their seatbelt, not wearing their protective helmet. Those are some of the things.
Senior Superintendent Allen says the police remain committed to ensuring order on the nation's roads. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.